This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, June 29, Surprise Ending. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 4. Greet all people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. Paul wrote the letter of Romans to people living in the shadow of the Roman leader, Caesar, without once mentioning his name. Caesar, of course, fancied himself as the god and lord of the Roman Empire. It said so on most Roman coins. Yet throughout Romans, Paul undercut those idolatrous claims by pointing to the real Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Christ Jesus. As we noted earlier this month, Paul was in prison in Rome when he wrote this letter to the Philippians. He was in prison because he had been accused falsely of wrongdoing as a missionary. And because he was a Roman citizen, he had appealed that his case might be judged by Caesar, and so off to Rome he went. Now at the end of this letter, how delightful it is to hear that among the people who had become Christians in Rome and were sending their greetings to Philippi, some were part of Caesar's household. What? Jesus had some of his own people living right under Caesar's nose? Yes, he did. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, the Apostle John once wrote. Few verses bring that point home more vividly than this tiny detail near the end of Philippians. Though he claimed to be all-powerful, Caesar had no power over the advance of our Lord Jesus, not even in his own house. Praise God. Pray with me. For the boundless power and reach of your rule, Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.